You're paying for signals that don't change decisions, and that bill is compounding. If that sounds harsh, good. The first few signals move outcomes. The next 30 just fill your lake. Treat signals like a budget, and you stop throwing money at noise. This is the Agentic Executive. Today's briefing focuses on a key insight you can use to increase clarity, leverage, and decision-making power.
Right, that hook nails it. Over the next 10 minutes, we'll give you a compact framework, a 90-day mini audit you can run fast, and a worked example so you know what to stop and what to scale.
The core metric you should optimize is simple. Decision value per cost, not vanity accuracy, not raw coverage, what incremental business value a signal delivers divided by the full cost to own it. That single ratio aligns finance, product, and engineering decisions.
Mm-hmm. And decision value means concrete downstream impact. Revenue, time saved, fewer manual reviews. When possible, put dollars on it. If you can't, flag the signal as experimental only.
Let's start with marginal value. Marginal value is everything here.
Right. A tight experiment looks like this. Collect the candidate signal for 10 to 20% of traffic, measure the delta on your decision metric for 14 days, then decide. If lift is below your minimum detectable effect, don't onboard it.
Let me add numeric anchors so leaders can act immediately. Default MDE, minimum detectable effect, set to 1 to 2 percentage points for conversion-style decisions, and default cost to lift threshold, require that the cost to deliver the signal be less than 5x the marginal revenue you expect from the lift. Those are starting points, not dogma.
Good anchors. Now expand cost beyond the API fee. Acquisition is obvious, but labeling, storage, and compute, latency effects on decision timing, governance and compliance reviews, and the day-to-day maintenance work all compound. A cheap stream can be expensive if it demands expert annotation.
Exactly. Hidden friction kills ROI. Score signals on acquisition, labeling, compute, latency, and governance. Give each a 1 to 5 score and multiply by expected monthly spend to capture real cost. That forces a trade-off conversation instead of the usual we need everything posture.
And when costs look high, don't default to yes or no. There are operational levers. Sampling, throttled collection, synthetic features, delayed materialization, pay-per-query vendor contracts. Often, a derived proxy from existing logs captures most of the lift without full ingestion.
For example, and this is practical, before buying a vendor engagement feed, test whether session duration, email opens, and page depth can be combined into a predictive proxy. Build a small model with 1,000 labeled examples and compare lift. If proxy matches vendor lift within your MDE, you keep cache and control.
Quick question. How often do teams skip that step? I see them sign contracts and only later discover labeling costs or latency issues.
Too often, which is why the mini audit exists. 3 steps in 90 days. Map decisions and current signals. Score each signal for marginal lift and full cost. Then set a signal budget with guardrails. Make it a single spreadsheet and a 1-paragraph hypothesis for each candidate. No hypothesis, no collection.
Hold up. Teams will say experiments slow product velocity. They mean I'm measured on delivery, not ROI.
Fair point. But run this simple math with them. Imagine a vendor score costs $10,000 a month, and it yields a 2 percentage point conversion lift on a funnel worth $1,000 per conversion. If the lift is real, fine. If not measured, you burn $120,000 a year. Compromise. Allow a 14-day production sample at 20% traffic with automated metrics. If lift is less than 2 PP or cost to lift greater than 5x marginal revenue, stop ingestion.
That compromise lands. Quick operational rules to enforce. Require a 90-day sunset clause for new signals without proven lift. Include governance review in the audit and prefer derived features where privacy or compliance is an issue.
Let's run a worked example. Sales lead qualification. Decision is route or not route. Candidate signals, firmographics, real-time intent feed, product usage events, and a paid vendor engagement score. Run the vendor score as a 20% holdout for 14 days and measure conversion and time to first call.
You'll usually find product usage events are highest marginal value per cost. They're internal and cheap. The vendor score often shows marginal lift but costs much more. If vendor lift less than MDE or cost to lift greater than 5x, sample or pay per query instead of full ingestion.
Curious. One practical trick. If labeling is the gating factor, label just enough for a confident estimate. Bootstrap with 200 to 500 examples and a small model. You'll often know within 2 weeks whether to proceed.
And remember, accountability. Hold quarterly signal budget reviews. When decisions improve, reallocate spend to scale those signals. When they don't, cut them. Precision drives agency. Focus where outcomes are measurable.
A short checklist you can use today. 1. Require a one-paragraph hypothesis and expected lift. 2. Run a 10 to 20% randomized sample for 14 days. 3. Compare lift to MDE, 1 to 2 PP, and check cost to lift less than 5 times marginal revenue. If any test fails, sunset in 90 days.
And operationalize it. Spreadsheet audit, quarterly budget cap, mandatory experiments, and a small central review to catch regulatory or privacy blockers early. That keeps teams moving, but prevents systemic waste.
To recap briefly, treat signals as a budget. Optimize decision value per cost. Measure marginal lift with short randomized tests. Score full costs, including hidden friction. And use operational levers before buying expensive feeds. Start this week by running the 90-day mini-audit on one high-impact decision.
If you do one thing, pick a decision, sales routing, fraud flags, or content ranking, and require a one-paragraph hypothesis before any new signal, that one discipline stops 80% of useless collections.
You've been listening to The Agentic Executive. Apply what you learned today and make your next move count. If this briefing helped you cut noise and prioritize high-value signals, subscribe to get daily intelligence briefs that land in under 10 minutes. Stay agentic.